Good afternoon, everyone. We will call the meeting to order. Hi, Doug. And am I no math here, too?
Right.
So, we'll call the meeting to order, and we've got our first order of business is approval of the minutes. The October 4th meeting minutes were sent around.
I'll move the adoption of those minutes. Doug?
Yeah. Matt, I can second that.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Brad. Okay. Then for loans this month.
Only six of them this time, yeah.
Yeah. A little lighter, it's still a lot of money, but Jonathan, have these been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, they have been approved for proper public purpose by the DOJ.
I beat you to it for a change. All right, then.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion that we approve these six loans for about $7 million.
I'll second that. Is there any discussion? Okay, then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. Then we don't have any old business. We don't have any new business. Are there any future agenda items anyone wishes to discuss at this time? I just got the one thing, and that is I think it's November 1st that we are scheduled for our in-person meeting. Is that correct?
That's correct, Brad.
Okay. Just a note for everyone that that's occurring. It's expected to be a fully public meeting, right? We don't have any plans to close any of it?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Now, this is Doug. We moved that from Tuesday to Wednesday, right?
No.
No, it's November 1st.
Doug, you're thinking of the November 15th meeting. That means
okay, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yep, nope, you're good.
Okay. Then, Jonathan, is there an executive secretary's report today?
Well, there is, and it's in your packet. And what you've got is the annual BCPL Trust Fund Investment Report for the third quarter, which shows us with a yield of 3.21%, which is declining a little bit from the previous quarter. Not surprising because we had a low on treasuries of 1.37, was it?
Yeah, even one day it was a little bit less than that.
And now we're back up to a little over 1.7. I'd like to give this to Rich just to highlight the report because there's some details in here I think you might want to listen to.
Great, thank you.
I would like to point out a few things. One thing is that BCPL, as you'll see in the report, continues to outperform our benchmark by a significant margin. And one way to look at that is if the board had invested in the benchmark portfolio over the previous year, rather than in our current portfolio of bonds, loans, and cash, the distribution to schools would have been closer to $25 million rather than the $37.7 million that was distributed. And that's even including the high level of cash that we have in the portfolio. You know, and cash levels have remained high because this is a difficult market for fixed income. We had a number of farm credit bonds called, about $50 million, as that agency refinanced its debt in the low-rate environment. And we've been reluctant to make new long-term investments in this record low interest rate market. Things have gotten a little bit, as Jonathan mentioned, things have gotten a little bit better lately, and we did make a recent large investment, a little bit over $33 million, in a pool of school district notes that will mature over the next 12 months. Now, the average yield on these notes is about 1.15%, which is probably nothing to write home about, but compared to the state investment fund and other cash vehicles, that is a pretty good rate for that period of time.
Why don't you mention the difference? If we kept it at the 0.48% versus this 1 point, it varies because we've got maturity. We're adding what to the BCPL fund?
The total difference in the interest from that investment versus leaving it in the state investment fund is $230,000.
So
wow, that's impressive.
So that's going to add, 2.3 basis points to our return, which should, am I correct on that?
Yes.
So that would get us up to, all things being equal, pretty close to 3.4 from 3.21.
You know,
and how much On an average, how much are we earning on our loans to schools and municipalities?
Right now, the average interest rate on loans is about 3.75%, Doug.
So it would behoove us to make more loans. Have you guys been aggressively pursuing our potential clients?
That's a really good point. You know, one of the bright spots we've got, Doug, is that the demand for trust fund loans right now is very excellent. In both September and October, and we're only halfway through October, loan requests are at the highest level they've been in the last 5 years.
So it just turned out that today we only had six, but you anticipate we'll have higher in the next few meetings.
Right. Okay. Between now and the end of the year, we'll have a lot of loan approvals for you guys.
This is Jonathan. Rich just issued a loan pipeline report. We can forward that to them, can't we, Rich?
Yes.
We'll forward that to you today. And it shows us for the fiscal year 17, if we continue this trend at having loans of about $230 million, which is higher than we've had in the past recent several years.
And is there any point in making an effort to advertise our loans more aggressively?
I do think that there's some room for us to do some marketing, Doug. One of the reasons is because there's so much turnover at the local municipality level that, you know, we have a continuing education process with the local officials to make sure that they know we're there. Now, we have been doing quite a few emails lately we have quite an email list of those local officials, and we've been doing quite a bit of that lately. So I think that there is an opportunity to put a little bit more effort behind those.
Yeah, I mean, given that interest rate differential of almost 2%, I think you should spend a few hours a day pushing that.
That's a good suggestion. Rich was up where the Towns Association meeting this week.
Yeah, there was a Towns Association conference, and
we continued to attend League of Municipalities and Wisconsin Towns meetings when they have their regional meetings. So one or another of us are going to them. To just keep ourselves in front of them, usually with the little booth. But we haven't thought about, well, we've thought about it. We haven't implemented any direct marketing. I guess we're reluctant to spend money on that as opposed to using our email resource.
No, man, you've got a list of all the school boards and all the, how many school districts are there? If you contact every superintendent and remind him or her that we're there.
There are about 424 school districts, Doug, and in addition to, I believe, 1,400 towns and other municipalities. Our email list is pretty substantial, and we use it regularly.
Good.
One thing we did recently, Doug, is we've met with the League of Municipalities and the Towns Association, and each of those organizations sent out a communication to their members that have unfunded trust fund, or rather pension liability debts outstanding, where they're paying 7.2% right now to ETF, and we've been successful in getting some of those turned around into refinancing through us. So there's about $30 million out there that we possibly could still get. Is that about right, Tom?
That's about right.
Yeah, I think it's around $30, $31 million. So we're doing a variety of marketing efforts, but we're not doing paid marketing efforts.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Does anybody have any questions on any of the material that was provided in the board packet? Other than that, I guess I'm done.
Okay, then that concludes my executive secretary report.
All right, this is Doug. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah, I'll second.
All right, great.
I'll second that.
Thank you. I'm in favor of it, too, so thanks, everyone, and we will see you in person in 2 weeks.
You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Doug.